ओम शांति।
बाप दादा।
ओम शांति। टुडे बाप दादा इज गिविंग थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशंस टू ऑल द चिल्ड्रन वेर एवर दे आर, वेदर इन फ्रंट सिटिंग इन फ्रंट और फार अवे इन फिजिकल डिस्टेंस बट वेरी क्लोज टू द हार्ट। फर्स्ट कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन इज Congratulations for a new life. Our congratulations for the new age. So this Murli is also of 31st of December. So Baba saying, second, our congratulations for the new age. And the third, our congratulations for this New Year's Day. So Baba has given three types of congratulations. First are congratulations for the new life. Second are congratulations for the new age. And third are congratulations for this New Year's Day. All of you have also come here to give congratulations and to receive congratulations for the new year. In fact, only you Brahmin souls receive and give the greetings of happiness of a true heart. In fact, only you Brahmin souls receive and give the greetings of happiness of a new heart. From happiness of a true heart. Today has great importance. Today is of great importance. It is a farewell and also greetings. Farewell is vidai and greetings is badhai. Congratulations. It is a confluence age of farewell and congratulations, greetings. Today is called the Day of the Confluence. Because it's 31st of December, so today is called the Day of the Confluence. the praise of the confluence is very great. The praise of the confluence is very great. All of you know that because of the praise of the confluence age, because of the praise of the confluence age, people celebrate the confluence of the old year and the new year with so much pomp and splendor. All of you know that because of the praise of the confluence age, people celebrate the confluence of the old year and the new year with so much pomp and splendor. It is because of the praise of the confluence age that there is praise of the confluence of the old year and the new year. There is also praise of the confluence where two rivers meet. So confluence is praised a lot, actually, is because of the confluence age. So Baba says that there is praise of the confluence of the old year and the new year. There is also the praise of the confluence where two rivers meet. There is also praise of the confluence where a river meets an ocean. Where a river meets an ocean. However, the greatest praise is of this confluence age, the most auspicious age, where you fortunate Brahmin souls are sitting. So, however, the greatest praise is of the confluence age, the most auspicious age, where you fortunate Brahmin souls are sitting. You have this intoxication, do you not? If you were to be asked, which period you are living in, whether you are living in the Iron Age or the Golden Age, what would you reply with intoxication? You would reply, at this time we are living in the most auspicious confluence age. So they ask you whether you are living in Iron Age or Golden Age. So you say with intoxication that we are living in the most auspicious confluence age. You are not in the Iron Age. You are in the confluence age. Why is there special praise of this confluence age? Why is there special praise of this confluence age? It is because the meeting between God and the children takes place. It's because the meeting between God and the children takes place. A gathering takes place, a meeting takes place, which doesn't take place in any other age. It doesn't take place in any other age. So you have come to celebrate in the Mela, have you not? My Mela means large gathering. So you have to come here to celebrate in the Mela, have you not? Where have you come? You have all come from so many different places to celebrate the Mela. So where have you come or from where have you come? You all have all come from so many different places to celebrate the Mela. Did you ever think about this even in your dreams? Did you ever think about this even in your dreams, that you, the soul, would have such a fortune recorded in the drama? Did you ever think about this even in your dreams, that you, the soul, would have such a fortune recorded in the drama? It was recorded and it is. It was recorded and it is recorded for souls to meet the Supreme Soul. The Father too. The Father too is pleased to see the fortune of each child. The Father too is pleased to see the fortune of each child. Wah, fortunate children, wah. Wah, fortunate children, wah. Seeing your fortune, seeing your fortune, you automatically sing the song of wah, wah from your heart. Do you not? Wah, myself, wah, I, wah. Wah, my fortune, wah. Why, my Baba, wah. Wah, my Brahmin family, wah. So, wah for everyone. You sing this song of wah-wah in your heart automatically, do you not? Wah myself, wah my fortune, wah my Baba, wah my Brahmin family. So at this time of the confluence age, have you yourself thought about what things you have to bid farewell to? So at this time of the confluence age, at this time of the confluence, have you yourself thought about what things you have to bid farewell to? It's the confluence of the old year and the new year. So what things you have to bid farewell to? Have all of you thought about it? You have to bid farewell for all time. You have to bid farewell for all time because by bidding farewell for all time, you will be able to celebrate with happiness for all time. So you have to bid farewell for all time because by bidding farewell for all time, you will be able to celebrate with happiness for all time. Give such greetings that you give New Year greetings. So give such greetings that seeing your face, any soul who comes in front of you, give such greetings that seeing your face, any soul who comes in front of you also attains those greetings and becomes happy. So, on seeing your face, any soul who comes in front of you also attains those greetings and becomes happy. What does someone who always gives and receives greetings from the heart looks like? What does someone who always gives and receives greetings from the heart look like? What does someone look like who always gives and receives greetings from the heart? A confluence aged angel. That's how you will look. A confluence aged angel, because you're giving greetings and receiving greetings from the heart all the time. A confluence aged angel. This is everyone's effort, is it not? This is everyone's effort, is it not? To become an angel from a Brahmin and a deity from an angel. So Brahmin to angel and angel to deity. This is your effort, is it not? To become an angel from a Brahmin and a deity from an angel. So Brahmin to angel, angel to deity. So this is your effort, is it not? This is everyone's effort, is it not? Have you given the burden to him? Have you given the burden to him? You have given to the Father all the three types, all the types of thoughts and burdens of the family and of your actions that you have. Have you not? Have you given the burden to him? Or is there still a little burden left with you? Because even the slightest burden will not allow you to become an angel. Even the slightest burden will not allow you to become an angel. And since the Father has come to take the burden from you children, so burden of family, burden of everything of this world, so Baba has come to take this burden from you children. So since the Father has come to take the burden from you children, is it difficult to give him the burden? Is it difficult or easy? Those who think that they have handed over the burden, raise your hand. Those who think that they have given the burden to Baba, raise your hand. Have you given it? Be careful. Raise your hand and careful. And be careful. Raise your hand after careful consideration. Have you given your burden to Baba? Okay, acha, good. Congratulations if you have given your burden to Baba. If you have given away, then many congratulations. And those who have not given the burden, why have you kept it for you? Why have you kept the burden for you? Do you love burdens? Do you like burdens? Do you like burdens? Look, what does Bap Dada call each of you children? What does Baba call each child? Baba says, Oh my carefree emperor children. This is how Baba addresses you. Oh my carefree emperor children. Doesn't he? Usually worries lead to burden. So one worries about his burdens. The father has come to take away the burden. The father has come to take away the burden because the father is seeing that the children have become, because the father is seeing that the children have become very heavy. They have become very heavy carrying the burden for 63 births. So this is what the father is saying, that the children have become very heavy carrying the burden for 63 births. Therefore, since the father is therefore. Since the father is telling you children with love to hand over the burden to him, so the father is telling you with so much love, hand over this burden to me, so why are you still holding on to it? Baba has told you to give it to him, so why are you still holding on to it? Do you like the burden? Do you like the burden? The most subtle burden of all is that of the old sanskars. So old sanskars are the biggest burden, subtle burden, old sanskars. Bap Dada, Bap Dada saw every child's chart for this year because it is now the end of the year. So Bap Dada saw every child's chart for this year. Because it's the end of this year, of the year, all of you too. All of you too must have checked your own chart for the year. All of you must have also checked your own chart for this, for the year. What did Bap Dada see? So when Baba saw your chart, what did Bap Dada see? That for some children, that for some children, the attraction to this old world has been reduced a little, so only little. The attraction for the old world has reduced a little bit. The attraction to old relationships has also been reduced. So old relationships, attraction reduced, old world attraction has reduced, but for the majority, the burden of old sanskars still remains. But for the majority, the burden of old sanskars still remains. In one form or another, the burden of old sanskar remains, whether through the mind, although there aren't impure thoughts in the mind, but the percentage of the sanskara waste thoughts, is still visible. But the percentage of the sanskara waste thoughts is still visible. So Baba is saying, so there aren't impure thoughts in the mind, but the percentage of waste thoughts sanskara is still visible. It is also visible in your words, in relationships, and connections to one sanskar or another is visible. So, percentage of sanskar or waste thoughts is visible. Also visible in your words, in relationships and connections to one sanskar or another is still visible. So today, together with congratulations, Bap Dada is giving all the children this signal that this sanskar, which still remains, will deceive you at some time, and at the end too, it will be an instrument to deceive you, this old sanskar of any attraction. So it will deceive you. Therefore, today, have the cremation ceremony of the old sanskars. Today, have the cremation ceremony of the old sanskars. Each one of you knows your own sanskars. You want to renounce them too. You are fed up with them also. You are fed up with your old sanskars. You want to give them up. But you are not. Thank you. intense effort makers in transforming them for all time. But you are not intense effort makers in transforming them for all time. So you wish to renounce them, you are fed up of them, but you are not intense effort makers in transforming them for all time. You do make effort, but you are not intense effort makers. So it's not that you don't make effort, you do make effort, but you are not intense effort makers. So what is the reason for this? Why aren't there intense efforts made for this, to change the sanskars? What is the reason for this? Why are you unable to make intense effort? So Baba is giving the reason. The reason is this. So the reason is this. Baba is giving the reason. Just as you kill Ravan, and you don't just kill Ravan, but you also burn him. You know, don't just kill him, but you burn him also. In the same way, you make effort to kill the sanskars. Those sanskars become a little unconscious too. You make effort to kill the sanskar, old sanskars, and they even become a little unconscious. But because they are not burnt, they awaken every now and then from being unconscious. But because they are not burnt, they awaken every now and then from being unconscious. For this, to have the cremation ceremony. So cremation ceremony means sanskar has this meaning also, cremation. So sanskar is final ceremony when a person dies. So cremation ceremony of the old sanskars. So you don't do cremation ceremony of the old sanskars. That is why they erupt again and again. Therefore, pay attention with determination to burn these old sanskars in the fire of yoga in the new year. So pay attention with determination to burn them in the fire of yoga in the new year. You ask, don't you, what you have to do in this new year? Do you not? You ask what to do in the new year. The question of service is a different matter. But first, it is the matter of the self. You do have yoga. For Bap Dada even sees you children practicing having yoga. Bap Dada sees the children practicing having yoga. You also make a lot of effort at Amrit Vela. But your yoga tapasya is not in the form of an intense fire. Your yoga tapasya is not in the form of an intense fire. So you do make a lot of effort at Amrit Vela, You know, Baba saying you do yoga. Of course, you do remember Baba with love. You also have heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. You also practice taking power from Baba. So you also practice taking power from Baba, but you haven't made your remembrance so powerful that if you had the thought to bid farewell, you would actually be able to bid farewell. So you haven't made your remembrance so powerful that if you had the thought to bid farewell, you would actually be able to bid farewell. You are not using yoga in the form of the fire of yoga. Therefore, you are not using yoga in the form of the fire of yoga. Therefore, what should you do? Therefore, make your yoga powerful. Make your yoga powerful. The power of concentration. The power of concentration. The power of concentration is specially necessary to burn particular sanskars. So you need the power of concentration to specially burn particular sanskars. Whatever form you wish to become stable in, for however long you wish to become stable in that, whatever form you wish to become stable in, for however long you wish to become stable in that, you just have a concentrated thought and you will be able to burn it. So just have a concentrated thought and you will be able to burn it. This is called the fire of yoga. So whatever form you wish to become stable in, for however long you wish to become stable in that, you just have a concentrated thought and you will be able to burn it. This is called fire of yoga. All name and trace finish. When you kill something, the corpse still remains, doesn't it? The corpse still remains when you kill it. But when it is burnt, all name and trace of it finishes. But when it is burnt, all name and trace of it finishes. So this year, So this year, let your yoga reach a powerful stage. Let your yoga reach a powerful stage. Whatever form you wish to stay in, whatever form you wish to stay in, when you, a master almighty authority, issue an order to the power to finish something, So when you, a master almighty authority, issue an order to the power to finish something, it is not possible that power would not obey your order. You are the master. You call yourselves masters, do you not? You call yourself master. So if a master issues an order and the power doesn't present itself, then is that one a master? If a master issues an order and the power doesn't present itself, then is that one a master? So Bap Dada has seen that even now there is still a trace of one old sanskar or another. There's still a trace of one old sanskar or another, and that trace every now and again creates a progeny, and that trace every now and again creates a progeny, which then makes you put it into action also. That sanskar comes into action too, because it turns into a progeny from that trace. You then have to battle. So, according to the time, Bap Dada doesn't like the present battling form of the children. Bap Dada doesn't like the present battling form of the children. Bap Dada wishes to see every child. Bap Dada wishes to see every child in the form of a master. When you issue an order, the power should become present. It should say, "Yes, I'm present, Master." That's what that power should say when you order it. So, did you hear what you have to do for the self this year? So, did you hear what you have to do for the self this year? You have to become a powerful, carefree emperor. You have to become a powerful, carefree emperor. Bap Dada is asking you children a question. Bap Dada is asking you children a question. Have all of you become equal to the Father? Should we open the curtains? Should the curtains be opened, or is it that if the curtains are opened, someone will be combing their hair, someone will be putting cream on their face? So if you're not ready and the curtain is open, it will be visible, no, that you are combing your hair still and you're applying cream on your face. So if you are ever ready and your sanskars have finished, it will not take Bap Dada time to open the curtains. If you are ever ready and your sanskars have finished, it will not take time Bap Dada time to open the curtains. At least become ever ready first. You have pleased the father for a long time saying, Baba, it will finish soon. I will become that. Now do not do that anymore. It has to happen. I have to do it. That's what you should say. It will happen. I have to do it. I will do it. There is, all of you raise your hand for becoming equal to the Father. There's no need to raise them. Raise your hand, because all of you will raise if Baba would ask, who wishes to become like the Father. Look at Father Brahma. You have to follow Father Brahma in the corporeal form, is it not? Father Brahma demonstrated this by having renunciation, tapasya and service in a practical way until the last moment in the corporeal form. So, Father Brahma demonstrated this by having renunciation, tapasya and service in a practical way until the last moment. In the corporeal form, he fulfilled his duty of allowing Father Shiva to speak the elevated versions until the last day. Even until the last day. You remember this, do you not? The last Murli, 18th of January, 1969. So do you remember the blessings of the three words? Three last words Baba mentioned. So Baba's asking those who remember them, raise your hand. Acha. Everyone remembers it. The last words were, children, may you be incorporeal, viceless and egoless. These were the three last words Baba mentioned before going back to his room. So acha, everyone remembers it. He had renunciation till the last day. He didn't renounce his old room. The children requested Father Brahma with so much love to live in the new building, but he made everything for the children and didn't use it himself. He always woke up at 2:30 or 3 a.m. and did tapasya for the self. He always woke up at 2:30 or 3 a.m. and did tapasya for the self. He burned his sanskars, for that is how he became karma, thief, avyakt and an angel. So he burnt his sanskars, for that is how he became karmatit, avyakt and an angel. He demonstrated by doing practically whatever he thought. His speaking, thinking and doing were all equal. So thinking, speaking and doing, all three were equal. So follow the Father. Till the last moment, till the last moment he remained engaged in his task. He even wrote letters. How many letters did he write? He didn't stop doing service. So follow the Father. He was a great donor continuously, not just a great donor, but he showed the practical form of being a great donor continuously. Akhand, continuously, till the last moment. Till the last moment he sat in his tapasvi form without any physical support. Now you children take support for sitting down. You know, we need a chair and a back support. But Father Brahma kept a tapasvi form from the beginning to the end. He didn't wear glasses, you know, till the end he didn't wear glasses. This is subtle power. This is subtle power, free from support. The body, is old, and day by day the climate, air and water are getting polluted, and this is why Bab Dada is not asking you why you take support of a chair or why you wear glasses. You may wear them. Baba won't say why you're wearing them. However, you must definitely make your stage powerful. You have been told your yoga should now be powerful with all powers. There has to be the fire of yoga. Now, not even the slightest trace of sanskars should remain. For only then can you be called a yogi. Only then can you be called a yogi soul with the intense form. And together with that, in this new year, whatever treasures there are, knowledge, powers, virtues, all these treasures, knowledge, power, virtues, and elevated thoughts. So these are four types of treasures: knowledge, powers, virtues, and elevated thoughts. So firstly, use them in a worthwhile way. Use them in a worthwhile way. And secondly, accumulate them. Accumulate them and also use them in a worthwhile way. Your title and blessing is the stars of success. That's your title. That's a blessing to you too. The star of success. Your title is a star of success, is it not? All of you say with intoxication, don't you, that success is the garland around my neck. Success is the garland around my neck. That success is my birthright. This is what you say, don't you? Success is a garland around my neck, and success is my birthright. So, you are embodiments of success, aren't you? Therefore, use these treasures in a worthwhile way and also accumulate them. No matter how much service you do, the sign or the golden key, or whether you accumulated it in your account or not, so the sign or the golden key of whether you accumulated it in your account or not is to do everything with the consciousness of being an instrument. So you have to do everything with the consciousness of being an instrument, to have humility and to have pure words. So consciousness of an instrument and humility and also pure words. Do you have all three? If even one of the three is missing, then no matter how much service you do, it doesn't accumulate in your account. Then whatever you accumulate is very little, just a name. So Bab Dada also checked that you do a lot of service, but that you do not accumulate as much as you should in your account of accumulation. And the reason for that is, you understand the reason for this, do you not? Firstly, the three specialities in the consciousness of being an instrument, the consciousness of I becomes mixed in that. When there is the consciousness of I, you do not accumulate anything. No matter how much effort you make, even if you run around day and night, and use your head, if you don't have all these three, which three? The consciousness of being an instrument, a humble nature, and pure thoughts, pure words. So these three. Then you don't accumulate anything if you don't have all this. The consciousness of instrument, humble nature and pure words, that you don't accumulate anything. At the most, you accumulate five. And Baba says, at the most, you accumulate 5% only. So check whether you accumulated anything. Bab Dada is showing you a very easy path. Whoever you come into relationship and connection with, whether laukik or alaukik, first of all, check your attitude of good wishes and pure feelings. Check your attitude of good wishes and pure feelings. Whenever you meet anyone, always speak to them, seeing them as souls. So whenever you meet others, always speak to them, seek them as souls. You should have the happiness that soul is the same soul of the previous cycle. A soul who is one of the handful out of multi millions from the previous cycle, who has come to create his fortune. See that soul with that feeling. Even if that soul is part of the infantry, but is still one out of multi millions, at least he says, "My Baba." Even if he has anger, even if he doesn't have a good nature, you just keep your nature elevated. Look at that soul as an elevated soul. Look at that soul as an elevated soul, for only then will the task work out well, and you will then accumulate. So you have received a lot of homework to do for this year. Everyone is asking, what should we do? What should we do? What should we do? You have been given a lot of homework. Then Bab Dada will give number one gift to the one who passes in all the homework. Even if there are 1,000 of you, Bab Dada will still give you a gift. Baba will have a gift made. You will do this, will you not? Will you do this, will you not? However, Baba will want a certificate. It isn't that you will say something and Baba will believe you. No. He will also want a certificate from your companions. First is the certificate of the mind. So first is the certificate of the mind, then is the certificate from the Brahmin family, and the third is the certificate from the father. So certificate of the mind, then certificate from Brahmin family, and then certificate from the father. So you will claim all the three certificates, will you not? Do you have the courage? So those of you who believe that you will definitely claim a certificate and have this firm faith, even the youth, there's youth group sitting, so double folders are raising their hands. You have the firm determination, okay, yes, you will, yeah, raise your hand high, yes, double foreigners, so then Baba will... Then many gifts have to be prepared. Raise your hands high. So So in that case, many gifts will be made compared to the preparations you have to make to become ready. These gifts are nothing. First of all, you will receive God's heart throne. This is the biggest gift you will get. So however, you will be given a gift. Achha, what is to be done now? So, Munivan is saying that it's a turn for Delhi and also Agra zone. All those from Delhi and Agra zone stand up. Oh my God, it's like whole class. Bab Dada has seen that whichever zone receives this chance, they get together in large numbers with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. They have happiness because they receive this golden chance. Those from Delhi are thinking that the flag of revelation should be hoisted in from Delhi. So those from Delhi are thinking that the flag of revelation should be hoisted from Delhi. There is the field there, but make a plan of how you will hoist the flag of revelation. What have you thought about that? How will you hoist the flag of revelation? You do hold programs and you have to keep doing those programs. But there should now be the sound when anyone switches on the radio or anyone switches on the television. The sound should come from the radio or television. Our Shiv Baba has come. Our Shiv Baba has come. This should come from the radio or the television. Then it will be said that the flag of revelation has been hoisted. Achha, those from the media are thinking that they will do this. Anyone can do this. Wherever anyone switches on a radio, in this land or abroad, this sound should come. What sound? Ashiv Baba has come. This is called the flag of revelation. Who will do this? Will the lands abroad do this? Will it happen abroad? You can do it. Anyone can do it. And you can claim the first prize. Let this sound spread everywhere. He has come, he has come, he has come. This sound should spread everywhere. It is good that there are large numbers and so now perform wonders too. So, okay, very good role you are playing. Very good role. Bab Dada has seen that all of you souls cooperate very well with one another. Baba receives the news. Wherever there's a program, they go to help and make the task successful. They go to help and make the task successful. And Bab Dada is giving special congratulations for that. Now show your sparkle. Now show your sparkle. You have a song, do you not? Those who see your sparkle, then belong to you. You hear the song, do you not? Those who see your sparkle, then belong to you. That's a song. They should now sing this song. The world should sing this song. that those who see you sparkle then belong to you. So interesting, very lovely song. So they all laughed when Baba spoke about the song. Baba, double foreigners. So many double foreigners are there. There are children and also the youth. Okay, all double foreigners, stand up. Not many in this group, but at that time there were many. So double foreigners. There are little children also. They are the youth. That time there was a youth retreat as well. So double, Bab Dada gives the double foreigners the title, double intense effort makers. Baba gives them a title to double foreigners, double intense effort makers, because your speciality is that whatever you think you do. You know, this is your speciality, that you do whatever you think. Everyone thinks that you have kept a very good aim of bringing into practice whatever your aim is. You know, in foreign countries, they say, oh, everyone thinks that the culture of those abroad is separate, but those abroad can claim a number ahead of those from Bharat as well. Number one in becoming a great tapasvi too. Even this you can do. This is possible, is it not, that you become number one in doing tapasya as well? It has to happen. It is possible. It is possible because those abroad have the sanskar of determination. It is possible because those abroad have the sanskar of determination. What they think, they do that. Now for this, simply use the sanskar of determination and it will happen. It will happen. Is it okay? Is it okay? You want to claim number one, do you not? Okay, achha, Bab Dada is pleased. You are maintaining courage and also receiving help. This is why you are happy and the father is also happy. Okay, okay, you may sit. Now Baba will give Yad Pyar. Okay. So, you know, because at that time Bab Dada sat up to midnight to celebrate New Year. So Baba is saying, today everyone has to stay, because you have to wait for midnight. So that, okay, to all the children everywhere, to all the children everywhere who are constantly moving forward with zeal and enthusiasm, to the children, who are worthy of receiving multi-million fold help from Bab Dada, because of their courage, to the victorious children who are always victorious jewels now and who have been victorious in every cycle, who are this now and are definitely victorious in every cycle, to the children who always belong, to the children who always belong to the one Father, and who are free from both attractions, who are neither attracted to the world nor to the sanskars, to such children who are always equal to the Father, who are always equal to the Father, Bap Dadas, Bap Dadas, love, remembrance, and namaste. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
बाप दादा आपकी चंदन खा रहे हैं और बाप दादा की दृष्टि का पूरा लाभ लें और अपने छोले को वरदानों से भरे और कन्हे जो आगे आगे बैठ गए वो कन्हे आगे बैठ गए.
So actually on that day, Bap Dada got up from his seat and went close on to the stage, you know. He got up and then went to the periphery of the stage and gave drishti to everyone. He stood up, Bap Dada stood up and gave drishti to everyone in the hall. The hall was completely packed, just as it is packed today also. So this Murli is of 31st of December 2005. So 19 years ago, Baba spoke this Murli, 31st December 2005. The heading is, in the new year, burn your old sanskars in the fire of yoga and become number one in renunciation, tapasya, and service like Father Brahma. So,
अभी इसके बाद कैंडलाइट होगी और बीच का जो कैंडलाइट स्टैंड है वहाँ पर बाप दादा दादी और मुख्य भाई को.
So on that day, there was candle lighting ceremony. Bap Dada Okay, I take leave now. Another sister will come and do the translation. Good night.
दृष्टि यूं ही देते रहो बाबा आप दृष्टि यूं ही देते रहो
हम बाबा के साथ नया वर्ष मनाने जा रहे हैं और उसके बाद तो पहले मधुरवाणी ग्रुप का गीत रहेगा, उसके बाद कैंडल लाइटिंग और केक कटिंग का कार्यक्रम रहेगा। जिन बहनों को कैंडल लाइटिंग के लिए निमंत्रण दिया गया है वो बहनें बहनों की तरफ आएंगी, और जिन भाइयों को कैंडल लाइटिंग के लिए निमंत्रण दिया है वह भाइयों की तरफ आएंगे। लेकिन उससे पहले कुछ सेटिंग हो जाए, उससे पहले मधुरवाणी ग्रुप एक गीत सुंदर प्रस्तुत करने जा रहा है।
वर्ष पुराने वर्ष तुमको विदाई, नए वर्ष तुमको बधाई, हम सब जोरदार तालियों के साथ प्यारे बाप दादा का अभिनंदन करते हैं। थैंक यू बाबा।
बाग का सबको रंग लगाओ
Beloved Baba is also so happy looking at you children. Now we are having respected Dadi Ratan Moini. On behalf of the new you, we will listen from Dadi Ratan Moini. And after that, Brother Nirveer will also speak the words of blessings. After that, we will listen from Brother Brij Mohan. Dadi says, today Baba spoke the great version. Today, Bab Dada, the great version which was said, Baba said according to the time, again and again, have to make our stage powerful. whatever may be the circumstances, we will overcome it very easily when we have the remembrance of the Father and when we churn the ocean of knowledge. Congratulations, congratulations. In this new year, have to stop thinking about the past, have to become master bestowers. Have to be seated on the seat of self-respect. To stay in that intoxication. And in this new year, we have to give pure vibrations to everyone. Dadi inspired us for the new year and gave us the good wishes and pure feelings. Now I request Sister Moni, she will keep in front of us her inner feelings. On behalf of the new year, from my heart, I am giving congratulations for all those from this country and abroad. Today is the last day of 2023. And we will begin with January 1, 2024. I have good wishes for all of you. Baba always says, remain safe, stay healthy, fly, and make others fly. Remain healthy, wealthy, and happy. The coming year for all of us brings great happiness, and with zeal and enthusiasm we will fly and make others fly, progress very well and do lot of service, and will have the avyakta stage in Baba's remembrance, have to move forward. And these are my good wishes and pure feelings for all of you. So once again, congratulations, congratulations. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Jo bhi bhai behan khade hain,
All those brothers and sisters who are standing, please maintain silence.
हमें नूतन वर्ष के अपने दिल के उद्गार अपनी प्रेरणाएं हमारे समक्ष रखेंगे.
Now our brothers will also speak the words of blessings and inspire us for the new year.
2024 इस नूतन वर्ष में
In 2024, in this new year, Baba has given us the homework. Baba gave the blessings for the new year. And Brother Nirvair will express his inner feelings. Everybody, repeat after me. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Finally, Om Shanti.
Finally, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
By saying Om Shanti, there is splendor on the face. And today is the last day of 2023. All is well that ends well. And so we are bidding farewell for 2023. And we are welcoming 2024. You should know about the mathematics.
कितना हो गया? आठ.
टू टू फोर दैट बिकम्स एट.
तो आठ बहुत शुभ माना जाता है.
Eight is considered to be very auspicious.
सतयुग के जो मालिक बनने वाले हैं आप में.
The one who will become the masters of the golden age. There will be eight births. Long lifespan of 150 years. And will remain ever healthy. I would say that we have to take a thought today. And according to Baba's version, by understanding the signal of the Almighty Authority, we have to make ourselves equal to the Father in all powers. Become the embodiment of powers, become full of all virtues, and along with this, Baba said, we have to benefit ourselves and also benefit the world. It's a very big thing. When Baba had taken this thought, there were very few ones
उसकी पेट में आज जो ईश्वरी ज्ञान और सहज राजयोग का अभ्यास करने वाले
हैं, एंड दोज हु आर प्रैक्टिसिंग इजी राजयोग मे बी इन भारत
विदेश के कोने कोने में
और मे बी इन द कॉर्नर ऑफ ओवरसीज,
तो एक दीपक 88 साल पहले शिव बाबा ने जलाया,
87 years ago
ब्रह्मा बाबा को जागृत किया,
शिव बाबा lit the lamp, ब्रह्मा बाबा was awakened
इस संसार को देने के लिए कि ये संसार अब इसमें सार नहीं रहा, असार संसार बन गया है।
Now the world has become tasteless.
ईश्वरी ज्ञान, सहज राजयोग और
And this world has to be given easy Rajyoga.
ताकि फिर से जागृत हो जाए।
And once again have to be awakened.
फिर से जो अंदर
Have to once again follow that truth.
वो निकल जाए।
And the body conscious I should be removed. The soul once again has to become pure, equal to the Father. And in order to make the world pure, we have to become Baba's right hand. Who is ready to become Baba's right hand? Raise your hand. All are ready. So it is a thing of happiness, you have to clap hands for yourself. And today you have to make this thing very firm. We are invaluable jewels, selected few, for whom Baba has given this opportunity. That we become an instrument and with the body, mind and wealth, with action, with thoughts, we will make ourselves a deity from ordinary human being. And become Baba's right hand to create a new golden age of world. Baba says anything about the golden age world is for you children. And the Father himself will establish the golden age world, and we children are along with the Father. We with the Almighty Authority, Baba has made us Master Almighty Authority, and therefore I and you all we are having the imagination of the new world. The new world is about to come. It is about to come. Om Shanti.
Sabko naye varsh ki bahut 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 mubarak ho, mubarak.
Many 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 congratulations for the new year to all of you.
Feelings.
I request the brother Brij Mohan to express his inner feelings for the new year. Om Shanti. You all brothers and sisters, in the corporeal form, are sitting in the Diamond Hall to celebrate the new year. We are bidding farewell for the old year and welcoming the new year. Baba is the program. Today everybody are watching through the television. And therefore, farewell of the 2024 and welcoming bidding farewell to 2023 and welcoming 2024. And today Baba spoke about the confluence age. We have to get liberated from that which distresses us, and we have to remember the things of happiness. We have to finish all the worries and the confusions of the old year. And Baba said you have to remain carefree and celebrate the new year. And Baba spoke about the confluence age. We have to make this final confluence, or do we want to wait for the other confluence? Baba gave one example. It isn't that God is Almighty Authority and we human beings are in the corporeal form. But if we become equal to Father Brahma, then the confluence age will get over very soon. And through me and yourself, the new gate of heaven will be opened. There should be no delay in opening the gates of heaven. If any actor is not ready, and if the curtains will open, then it is not right. And therefore, Baba gave the example of Father Brahma. Baba spoke last three words and gave to us in the form of blessing. The essence was spoken by Baba about the three words. We are instruments. We have to remain humble. And through the verse, everyone will come to know whether there is anger or sweetness. We should speak pure words. And Baba gave the example of Father Brahma. And in order to imbibe these three words, renunciation, tapasya, and service is the key. Baba did service until the last moment. Before Baba left the body, Baba did service. Baba spoke the murli. Baba said, in Mount Abu, new buildings were created. The yajna was growing. And therefore Baba never used a new building. Baba stayed in the old room. And at that time, Baba would wake up at 3 a.m. and do tapasya. And therefore, we have to do everything individually. Baba said, your children have a lot of intoxication for doing service. Powers are increased while doing service. But whatever has to be accumulated through service, that has to be taken care of. There should be no leakage. And therefore, Baba said, if we bring the consciousness that I am doing the service, then 95% service will not be accumulated. Only 5% will be accumulated. And then Baba said, we have to accumulate and then also use it. If we accumulate and if we use it simultaneously, then we will lose. And therefore, Baba spoke in today's Murli, we have to become cooperative in Baba's Yajna and become great donors. In the Brahmin family, we have to pay little attention. We have to give 100% cooperation, whether through the mind, words, or through pure feelings. Sometimes because of jealousy or a hatred feeling, we don't give our cooperation to anyone, but we have to give cooperation in this good task. Our thought will become purest. Our action will become purest. And we will have a very big heart in giving our contribution to the service. Brahma Baba had only one taxi. Maybe for Brahma Baba, Mateshwari, or any VIPs, or Brahmins, if anybody wants to go to railway station, they used to go in only one taxi. Brahma Baba set an example that we have to become complete and perfect. Whatever we do, that will be followed by everyone. Today also Baba said, the biggest burden on soul that doesn't allow to become an angel is old sanskars. And even the old sanskars will be in the form of wasteful thoughts. In the new year we wish to have everything new. We have to renounce the waste in the new year and have to imbibe new sanskars. We have to pay attention to this and very easily we will complete the task. We were listening to the old Murli. I was also looking at the brothers and sisters in the gathering. If not today, then tomorrow we will have a new part. We have to remain happily, and for that Baba has shared the method. We will definitely fulfill it. We will imbibe new sanskars. We should make a new life, then we will become a new human being. Om Shanti. New Year congratulations to our Dadi and our senior brothers. Now for 2 minutes we will sit in Baba's remembrance.
Shanti.